One of the problems that we have with the democratization of information is that now anyone with a smartphone can generate content and broadcast. So the amount of noise that is out there is so overwhelming that it is difficult to stand out among the noise. To rise above that noise is very difficult. And so I just want to talk about audio and video and why you should opt for audio and video to kind of stand above the noise, because the audio and video space is also going to become very noisy. We've seen how already on YouTube it's become very noisy, and it's difficult for anyone who wanted to consume content, no matter how good it is. You cannot consume, you can only consume so much. So only the best guys are going to be consumed. And if you're not in the top in the top 10 or 20 or 30 of someone's choice, then it's very difficult that your content will ever be consumed. So the reason I'm talking about this is that a lot of people are still they are still not confident to do videos and to do audio. But if you look at the platforms where you can do audio and video now, they are promoting postings, because you can still do your writing, you can still text, but it is, but for someone, for the content to be on people's news feeds, it has to stand out from everybody else. And so what the platforms are doing is to promote audio and video. So they're promoting especially video. So if you're doing videos, you're more likely to appear in people's feeds than if you're just writing long text. People have no time to read anymore. Now, audio is probably the most intuitive and natural way of communication, but a video as well, because when you're speaking to someone in real life, you're looking at the person. So it's like you've got this real life video. So when that is translated into a video, in a posting, then not only can you hear the person, but you can see them. And there's the body language as well, that you're communicating, that you're getting communication cues from the way the person is standing, their hand gestures, their head movements, and their body movements, everything about them is communicating back to you. So Anchor is probably the Twitter of voice. And I like the application because they are moving really fast, and now they enable your wave, what they call a wave, like this recording is a wave. They enable that to be converted into an instant podcast. So this wave is going to be posted on my iOS podcast as soon as I finish recording it. Okay, then we come to other applications or other platforms like Facebook. So Facebook is also promoting Facebook Live. YouTube is promoting YouTube Live. Instagram, Instagram Live. Snapchat, it's all about short videos, 10-second videos, 30-second videos. WhatsApp is also doing videos and is also doing stories. There's Instagram stories, there's Facebook stories, there's WhatsApp stories. The news networks, the big news networks, the BBCs and the CNNs have always hogged the creation and broadcasting space. But because technology has moved on, okay, we now have hardware and software in a smartphone, which enables people to both generate, create content, and also to broadcast their own content. So you need to move into the audio and the video space before it becomes too noisy.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.